Thank you, Habibi. Good morning to everyone. Well, first, I would like to highlight that the investments of the quarter totaled 453 million reais, and we maintain the accelerated pace of the works of the major capital projects of Eneva. 64% were to build Parnaíba's 5 and Azulão Jaguatirica, 225 million Azulão Jaguatirica, and 63 million for Parnaíba 5 projects. Of the 133 million invested in upstream, 44 million were to pay the signature bonds of the second cycle of the permanent offering. The contracts were signed in June, and 44 million were to pay the Juruá and the surrounding of the blocks that were sold. And now 58 million were to develop Gavião Preto field, where a gas pipeline and a gas treatment unit are being built. Itaqui ended its scheduled maintenance on April 13th of the steam turbine and NR3 of the boiler, and 12 million were used for this overhaul. And Parnaíba 2 carried out an unscheduled corrective maintenance that cost 5 million reais. Now we go to slide 16, where we can see additional details about the Azulão Jaguatirica integrated project. In Azulão, 100% of the equipment to finish the works are in the site. They are installed and being commissioned. We are commissioning the first battery of equipment of gas liquefaction producing energy in our high generation plant. Therefore, the plant is already producing LNG 24 hours a day with 1/4 of its capacity. We also started transporting the first LNG trailers to Jaguatirica thermal plant. And we are already sending constant shipments to supply the plant's tanks in Jaguatirica that will soon commission its turbines. In Jaguatirica, too, all the tank catch and the regas have been concluded, and they are in the final stage before commissioning. The commissioning of the test of the substations, Jaguatirica, Boa Vista, have been concluded. This is the transmission line that connects both substations. And ANEEL has excluded us of responsibility in the beginning of the contract is January 2022. Well, we expect the plant to become operational during the fourth quarter of 2021. Now on slide 17, this is a panorama of the Azulão plant. Most of you know it from other earnings results call. As I mentioned, we are already producing gas. There is a gas treatment unit, high generation working, and there is 1/4 of LNG production 24 hours a day. On slide 18, here we have a close-up of Jaguatirica 2 with all the equipment assembled. You can see the boiler and the TG12 gas-fired turbine. Then in the back, you have the building with the steam turbine. Now on slide 19, you may observe that there are two different stages here. You see the stage of May 2020 when we started the foundation for the machines that were going to be installed. In the first picture, you can see the pipe rack foundations, and in the back, the flat slabs where the turbines and the boilers were going to be installed. 14 months later, on June 2021, we have a practically concluded plant with everything: pipe rack, auxiliary systems, turbines, boilers, and the air cooler condenser. And the substation that is ready to start its hot commissioning with a number of its systems that are being commissioned. On slide 20, we will talk about Parnaíba 5. Here there's a comparison in the first picture. You can see November of 2020 in the upper left side. You can see in the back four chimneys that are the Parnaíba 1 chimneys. And in front of these chimneys, we were starting to build the boilers and a number of the segments of these chimneys, the cooling tower on the lower right side, was just starting its assembly process in July of 2021. You can see all the boilers with their chimneys in the center. You have the steam turbine building, and now we are ending the assembly of the steam tower. And then we have the cooling tower with all its cells completely done. Now on slide 21, here we have additional details regarding the construction of Parnaíba 5 plant, and it's expected to become operational in the beginning of 2022. 100% of the equipment and the critical material are on site. The energization of PI-5 of the substation is already concluded when it was activated and they energized the Bay-5 substation. This is very important for the undertaking because we will be able to energize the plant in order to commission the subsystems. The electromechanical assembly of all the equipment is underway, and we expect to conclude it in November of 2021. The commissioning activities of a number of subsystems are underway, and the inferior structure of the turbine that are the second and third picture to the right have already been concluded. Picture number two shows you where the structure is installed in the steam turbine, and then we have an axis of the turbine low pressure, and now we have the equipment of high and low pressure, and you can see it installed inside the structure. Now I will give the floor to Marcelo Lopez that will talk about the Eneva's portfolio. Well, good morning. I would like to start on slide 33, putting into context the increasing need to expand Brazil thermopower park and how the regulatory framework has been advancing to make new thermal power projects. On the right, we see the evolution of the intermittent sources. We can see that the percentage doubled of in the last years. This picture, together with the worsening of the water crisis, which has strongly affected the Southeast and Midwest subsistence, accentuates the leading role that natural gas will play to ensure the energy balance of the system and thus accelerate that transition to a more sustainable matrix. This scenario is endorsed by the recent mechanisms created by the government to guarantee the secure supply of energy. Both the reserve capacity auction model, with the first auction announced for the end of 2021, and the announcement of contracting additional 8 gigawatt of thermal electric generation powered by preferentially natural national gas with a significant mandatory portion of gas from the Amazon region. This shows the prominence of natural gas generating a wide range of business opportunities for players already established in the sector, like Eneva. Pedro has already mentioned, we recently released the certification report of reserves and contingent resources in the Amazonas and the Solimões Basin. The results of the certification amplify the enormous potential of our assets and allow us to accelerate the exploration plan in these regions, with emphasis on the beginning of the development that seeks to make the contingent resources over 20 BCM feasible in the Juruá area. This is a portrait of how Eneva has been consolidating itself as an important natural gas player in the Amazon region. In the next slide, we show the potential demand in the northern region with an optimistic and conservative scenario for new projects and also the conversion of liquid fuels. We are aware of the monetization of potential supply in the region. And in addition to replicating the innovating model R2W, we are mapping consumers with potential to replace diesel to gas. We are also assessing new projects to monetize gas in the Amazon, is focusing on maritime transport and fertilizer segments, among others. Our performance strategy also considers looking for local partnership to support us in logistics as well as in marketing. I now give the floor back to Pedro so he can make his final remarks. Well, I believe that now I would like to open our Q&A session so we can continue with our results call. Thank you, Marcelo. Good morning to everyone. This is Flavia speaking. Please use the Q&A box to pose your questions. I am going to read the questions and they will be answered in order of arrival. The first question is from João Pimentel. Could you please give us more color regarding the Parnaíba 2 maintenance shutdowns? We saw one in the first quarter of 2021 and now the second quarter. When do you expect to resolve them and what are these shutdowns about? This is Lino. Well, the shutdown of the first quarter was a scheduled shutdown. This is a 32,000 hour maintenance shutdown. The machine operated almost 40,000 hours and we did it as we did with Parnaíba 1 last year. Now the second shutdown that we had in June and part of July was a non-scheduled shutdown because an incident in the steam turbine that has already been overcome. The machine is working at 100% of its capacity and we expect no more problems here. Thank you, Lino. The second question is from João again. Could you update us regarding the conclusion of Urucum operation? What is missing for it to conclude? Is it following its natural order? Is this something that will delay the process? Thank you, João, for the question. Yes, it is following the natural order. The Urucum negotiation together with Petrobras is underway. We are negotiating legal, commercial conditions, contracts. So we still cannot disclose information. Things are going as planned, but we still cannot disclose information. I hope to be the bearer of good news in brief, but we still, as I said, cannot disclose information for the time being. Thank you, Habibi. The next question is from Guilherme Lima, Santander. To Marcelo Cruz, could you comment on the incremental public call to buy natural gas? Could you give us an idea of objectives, terms, conditions? What are the amounts involved? And how would the suspension of supply of natural gas to the Northeast impact the situation? Thank you, Guilherme, for your question. The main objective of the public call for us would be to look for different options in our gas portfolio. We would like to become a supplier in regions where we do not produce or still do not produce, like the Northeast and Southeast, And the objective of the public call is to look for producers that don't have scale in order to supply this gas to the market. And with our competencies, I believe that we can be an enabler and we can supply this gas to the market. Volumes terms, we are being very flexible. And the idea here is, as soon as we map the opportunities that are presented to us, well, yes, we will then talk about volumes and terms. But for starters, we would begin in the beginning of next year until projects that can take 2, 3, 4 years. We would be interested in buying these projects in order to enable the supply of these producers. Now, Petrobras, you mentioned the drop of supply to the northeastern distributors. Well, I believe this helps, because now we want to become a supplier and a solution provider for this market. We never imagined that this could happen before the public call, but this is an additional element within our strategy, because we can originate supply alternatives in order to provide solutions to our customers, amongst them distributors and industrial markets in the Northeast and in the Southeast. Thank you, Marcelo. Now we have a question for Lina. We'd like to know about the scheduled maintenance in the plants due to the new need to generate more energy. Thank you for the question, Marcelo. We concluded the major maintenances that are the 32,000 hours. And we concluded the last maintenance of Parnaíba 2. It was the last plant that reached this amount, because this is when you have to do the maintenance of the hot sector of the gas-fired machines. Now the other machines will go through maintenance only when they reach these 32,000 hours. Now regarding the coal plant, we ended the major maintenance of the steam turbines of both plants, and the only pending maintenance for next year is a minor maintenance of the P2 steam turbine that is scheduled for 2022. These are the only minor routine maintenance, and these represent small routine shutdowns, mainly for legal certifications and to maintain equipment, and sometimes we have to shut down the plant. But the major 32,000 overhauls are in the past. And we ended this during the first quarter with P2. Now we have Marcelo Palio. We will have a reserve auction by the end of the year. In which projects does Eneva have available to participate for the capacity reserve auction in December? We are working with third-party gases. These are gas power projects. There are some fronts, especially in the Southeast. There is a project that is one of the options that we are studying, and we are also developing projects with our own gas in the regions where we already have our production. So the reserve certification that we just announced is totally aligned with the strategy in order to participate in the auction by the end of the year. I cannot give you details about these projects But this is something that we're paying attention to, and there are great expectations here. Thank you, Marcelo. Now we have a question for Habibi from Marcelo. Are you analyzing an M&A in Sergipe? Are you analyzing the Golar assets? I'll go straight to the point. No, we're not talking to Golar to buy their assets. Not Golar, now it's Green Fortress. So there are no conversations. We are not interested in buying these assets. Thank you, Habibi. The next question from Luciano Costa. Could you comment if you're interested in buying assets from renewable sources in order to diversify your portfolio? Luciano, thank you for your question. Yes, last year we clarified and we stressed that renewable assets are part of our strategy. When we see the long run, we see value, we see that it can complement our portfolio. Yes, we are keeping an eye on some opportunities. We cannot disclose this. These are negotiations that are done confidentially. There are some bilateral negotiations at the given time. We will disclose the information, but for the time being, we cannot provide you with details. Thank you, Habibi. Now I will give the floor back to Pedro so we can end our call. Well, once again, I would like to thank all of you for participating in our earnings call, and I hope to see you on our next quarter's earnings call. Thank you very much.